about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, so the medical headline of the day is Uncork with Care. A lot of you are going to be popping open some champagne bottles tonight, and many of us don't realize that eye injuries are huge New Year's Eve. So I have to teach you all how to uncork your champagne bottle. This is actually pretty important, guys, no joke. But first of all, happy New Year. Thank you all for finishing 2011 with me by listening to the Dr. Dahlia Show. I cannot wait for 2012. We got a great show, a lot of highlights I need to talk about this week's medical news, but happy New Year. I also want to give a big hello to our latest affiliate from Sedalia, Missouri. Yes, Sedalia, Rise of Dahlia, KSIS in Sedalia, Missouri is, I think, either listening today or starting to listen next week, so thank you. See, guys, you know, if you want the Dr. Dahlia Show in your city, you just call your station up and say, bring Double D. Bring the Double D, and they'll do it. Genesis Communications Network will make it happen. We got Charles working on the dials today. Yeah, I made Charles come in on a holiday. I know. I have got to be the worst. But see, I like working holidays, though. You know, I know many of you, you know, are still here working, too. So, our clinic's been open. I've been on the radio. You know, I usually take off the off times. You know, and then people are like, why are we listening to Best Does? It's like February 7th. Well, that's when I like to take vacation or whenever. So, all right. Okay, guys. Woo-hoo. A lot to talk about. But, of course, I want to hear from you. We're live. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Also taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Don't forget, follow me on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. Whether it's a holiday, whether it's not a holiday, anytime I get any medical news or any news updates that you all need to know about, I'm going to be tweeting it or Twittering it. I'm also going to be seeing a speech therapist in the process, but you'll get your tweets, all right? You want your tweets, you'll get your tweets. Dr. Dahlia, follow me there. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Okay, so the American Academy of Ophthalmology is warning us that a cork, when it leaves the bottle, even from wine or champagne, can speed up to 50 miles an hour. Okay, have enough force to shatter glass. We've all known that. We see it in the movies. We joke about it. But honestly, everybody, you know, they're drunk when they open up the 15th bottle. And so they're not having eye safety on their minds. Okay, so the American Academy of Ophthalmology has these safety tips. Oh, my lisp is going to be bad today. American Academy of Ophthalmology. They say never use a corkscrew. Well, then, how do you open up the bottle? I don't know. They say chill the bottle to at least 45 degrees Fahrenheit before opening. The cork of a warm bottle is more likely to pop unexpectedly. Okay. Then they say don't shake the bottle. Doing so increases the speed at which the cork leaves the bottle. They say when opening the bottle, hold down the cork with the palm of your hand while removing the wire hood. Point the bottle at a 45-degree angle away. That's the key, people. Away from yourself and other people. Place a towel over the entire top of the bottle. Grasp the cork. They say slowly and firmly. We're talking about cork of a bottle. Guys, come on. Keep your minds out of the gutter. Slowly and firmly twist the bottle while holding the cork with an R to break the seal and continue holding the cork while twisting the bottle. Do this until the cork is almost out of the bottle's neck. Use slight downward pressure to counter the force of the cork just as it breaks free from the bottle. I know that's not fun. All right, but that's how you do it. Okay? That's you, again, away from people. Chill it. Don't be shaking it. Don't be stupid, but be safe. It's New Year's. Don't start 2012 with an injury. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Barbara calling from Illinois. Barbara, what's up?
Well, I've been trying a long time to get in to talk, and I'm so pleased and happy that you're taking my call.
Well, Barbara, we're glad to have you. What do you want to talk about, honey?
I am a victim of secret experimentation.
Really?
For 48 years.
What did they do to you?
I was one of the first ones of the MK Ultra experiments done all over the country.
Oh my gosh.
Well, what they done to me was unthinkable. I would never believe it could happen to anything or anybody. But the fact that it happened to me, I've been fighting hard since 1984 when I got the documented information.
Oh my. So
oh, yeah.
What did they do to you? Explain to everybody.
I have implants.
Okay.
I have implants that make me a target for directed energy weapons. Does that sound ridiculous or what?
It does. It sounds very ridiculous. Well, honey,
but it's true.
Can you take the implants out? I mean, can you see a surgeon? What implants?
They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't do it. Well, they did take out two, and I told the surgeon that I wanted to see him, but he didn't let me see him. He made sure I did not see him.
Oh, honey, I don't even know where to direct you with this one. I mean, I know they've done multiple things to, unfortunately, victims like LSD, hypnosis. The only recommendation I would have is find somebody. Go to a surgeon and say, look, I got some foreign bodies in my head. Take them out. If they ask, well, how did you get them?
Not only in my head, they're in my feet and in my legs. And the two they took out was in my chest area. And I have one at the base of my neck and in my spinal column.
Oh, my God, sweetheart. Well, I am so sorry. I don't know where. I mean, are there any attorneys that take this case? I mean, you always see the asbestosis attorneys all over the place.
I've explored every person that would possibly do it, and they just they don't know about it in the first place.
Right.
It's all been done in secret, so they can't comprehend it, and they're not going to get involved. But anyway, what they're doing now is a chip, you know.
Right.
You know
right.
about that.
I do. I'm not shocked, but I'm shocked. I'm stumped, honey. I really don't know what to tell you. I mean, I'm sorry, but honey, thank you for coming on and sharing with us and enlightening us to what happened to you. All right, guys. When we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
All right. I hope everyone's getting a groove on for tonight. New Year's. Happy New Year. I guess they're already celebrating it. They've already celebrated in Sydney and Thailand and Japan. So someone's about to celebrate it in this next hour. So happy, happy New Year to those of you that are listening to us worldwide. Yes, I think there are some people in Russia listening to us. I think they are. They may not understand, you know, what I'm saying. But for those that speak English, they do. All right. So happy New Year. Okay. So who tops the most admired on the list for 2011? Yes, there's a USA Today Gallup poll. And guess who is the most admired male in the country? You got it. President Obama. Not funny. Not funny. Okay. I got to do this without giggling. Okay. And they say the number one female, is Hillary Clinton. Sorry. Okay. All right. I guess number two was George W. Bush. George W. Bush was actually number one in 2008. All right. And then Obama pushed him out of the way and won that one. And then I guess George W. Bush has been number two. Bill Clinton, former President Bill Clinton, is number three. Reverend Billy Graham. Now, this is interesting. Billy Graham, ever since this Gallup poll, right, was started in 1946, has been on the most admired list every year since 1946, has been in the top 10 55 times. For women, you have Hillary Clinton, then comes Oprah Winfrey at number two, Michelle Obama at third place, Sarah Palin at fourth. Dr. Dahlia came in at a clear 9,999. No. I know. Ellen DeGeneres beat me out. Condoleezza Rice. Queen Elizabeth has been on the list since 1948. Ever since she was a princess. Tied for ninth place this year. I guess Michelle Bachmann's on the list. Oh, Tim Tebow. Oh, he's there. Let me see who else. Oh, Pope John Paul. Pope John Paul, Mother Teresa. Very good. Very good. Okay, so, all right, most admired list. Thank you guys for voting for me, though. Honestly, thank you. Thank you. We got the Iowa caucuses coming up. It's about time. Iowa caucuses. We've been talking a lot about this week because even though, you know, I'm a medical show, politics is still huge. All right, and I've been watching this pretty closely. But I've kind of been watching all the media coverage in awe. I mean, every other day, it's a different poll. They got the Gallup poll. The Republican poll, the Iowa poll, the straw poll, the brick poll. I mean, I don't know, just all these polls. And what a lot of us don't realize is almost half of the people polled are undecided. They don't tell you that. All right, so what you're seeing is a little more than half of who they're polling that says, all right, I'm going for Newt. Did you see that? Newt was crying about his mom. Newt loves his mama. Yeah, I try to tell my boys that. I go, it is okay to love your mama. I mean, Newt Gingrich, I guess he was at a press conference talking to moms, I guess, and he was thinking back to when his mom had Alzheimer's and had to be in a long-term facility, and he actually starts cheering up. And people are like, oh, my gosh, you know, how could the future, you know, possible future president, although he's falling in the polls, cry? You know what? If a man loves his mama, right, I think that's way cool. Way cool. Newt loves his mom. I'm sure Romney loves his mama. Paul, I don't know. Paul, I'm still very, very confused by that whole thing. But just keep in mind, people, that many of the people polled are still undecided. So this could go anyway. And I think we have been manipulated every day of the whole game by the media. So just, I guess, whoever is supposed to be heading to the polls in Iowa, and I think it's supposed to be snowing and sleety and cold. I said sleety. again, just, you know, don't watch TV before. Just vote for who you want to vote for. All right. Just okay. So a lot of interesting stuff this week we need to talk about. I called it a while back. They say now New York City, right, says life expectancy is now up to 80.6 years. Right. We've been in the 70s for a long time. And I was talking about this on my show saying, look, we're getting older. We are getting older. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Yes, of course I'm going to say I'm right when I'm right, but I'm going to say I'm wrong when I'm wrong. But honestly, I think our life expectancy, if I'm going to make any prediction within the next 10 years, they're going to say life expectancy is going to hit the 90s. I mean, I think we are moving that quickly on increasing our life expectancy. You know, they also say some of the 2012 predictions they're going to really make advancements in terms of cancer and cancer vaccines. You know, these bioengineering and biotechnologies and genetic engineering they've been doing with all these stories I've been telling you guys about all year long with, you know, cancer advancements. We think the vaccine may actually be coming to the forefront. You know, if they could prime our body to detect a cancer cell. Remember, these cancer cells, they express a different type of cell wall than a healthy cancer cell. So if your body can identify that, they could attack it with antibodies. So that's probably going to be in the forefront. I also predict that the Dr. Dahlia Show ratings are going to go up. I mean, they have to. They really can't go anywhere else but up. So I predict that. And I just predict 2012 is going to be an awesome, absolutely awesome year. So just prayers, I think we're going to have a great year. All right. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got some good news. Etta James is off the respirator, and not because they turned it off. Etta James, who has been battling leukemia, we were told last week, terminally ill, people at her bedside, and she has been actually making a turn for the better. Etta James, who sings At Last and multiple other amazing songs, and I promise I won't sing. All right, I love Etta James. Oh, I want to sing, but I won't. All right, especially since I can't sing anywhere near as good as her. She is off the respirator. She had been going into respiratory failure. That's a very good sign, always a good sign. So we're going to keep you posted on that. I know many of you, however, are lamenting the death of the marriage of Katy Perry and Russell Brand. Right. Another Hollywood couple. They lasted 18 months. I guess that's longer than Sinead O'Connor was 18 days, was it? Right. So all our youth idolizing Katy Perry and idolizing our Hollywood stars, you know, are probably calculating, oh, okay, wow, so you get married to one, and then you get married to another, and then you do a movie with another one, and you get married, and then you go on concert with this one, and you get married. All right, just, you know, just pull your kids or grandkids aside, you know, tell them, no, just, you know, okay, you don't do what they do in Hollywood, please, please. I mean, you almost wonder, maybe Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt or Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn, I mean, maybe that's why they're, you know, not doing the marriage thing. Maybe that's why they're just saying, you know, to heck with this. We'll just cohabitate and we'll outlast everybody else. I don't know. I couldn't do that with my husband. I need legal binding. I need to know that he can't flee. No way. No way. I've given my husband many a reason to flee. And I love the fact that, you know, we have some sort of legal documentation. I don't want it too easy for him, you know? I know I don't shave my legs all the time, and those moo-moos aren't the most attractive. I need to make sure he sticks. Okay. All right. In a little bit after the break, we're going to be talking about some of the stupidest 911 calls, right? Also, we had a caller this week just kind of asking about what are the early signs of Alzheimer's and what are we supposed to be looking for? Great topic that I want to talk about. All right. But the next thing I want to talk about is Tamiflu-resistant flu. At first, I had some good news to report this week that flu cases have been down. You know, for this time of year, December 31st, for this time of year, we should have more flu. We should. But remember, flu season is still, you know, coming into full swing, especially with January and February. But unfortunately, the World Health Organization has found that many flu virus strains are becoming resistant to Tamiflu and significantly resistant to Tamiflu. Now, Tamiflu has been one of our first line flu medications. However, they say Relenza, the other type of flu medication that's out there, antiviral, still works. So I think what happened is a few years ago when H1N1 scared everybody and swine flu, people started to hoard Tamiflu. People were popping it with their vitamins, and now we have some resistance. So we're watching this with the H1N1. Of course, there's been some news this week about the avian flu. The Chinese man who was in critical condition yesterday with the H5N1 avian flu has died. All right, they say this is the first case in a while. I believe a pregnant woman a few months back had also died from the avian flu. We're nervous about the avian flu because that's the virus that they're screwing around with in the lab. Remember, some scientists were screwing around with it and said, "Oh wow, we can make it more deadly. Look at this. We can make it even more deadly, more virulent." Right? And everyone's like, "What the hell are you doing that for?" So we're watching the avian flu because right now your flu shot doesn't protect against avian. It protects against swine, protects against regular flu, doesn't protect against avian. So we're watching that closely. But right now only one death to report in China with the avian flu. All right, so what should you do? You know, sleep well, get good sleep. Don't be overrun. You know, hydrate well, get your vitamins in, eat good vegetables, good diet. All right, and if you haven't gotten the flu shot, I'd say get your flu shot. All right, you know, there's ways to prevent getting sick. And then some of us, if we get hit, we get hit. But I'm really upset with what happened with Tamiflu, because Tamiflu is a great drug. And to see more and more resistance because people were, you know, cock-a-doodle-doos during the whole swine flu issue, hoarding it, that's not what we need right now. Because Tamiflu is supposed to nail avian flu, and we're screwing that up. All right, guys, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. Yes, we are back on this wonderful New Year's Eve. Well, day of New Year's Eve. That means many of us are going to be taking naps soon. I know after my show, well, that's what my show does. It sometimes puts people to sleep, right? You can take a nap and then get ready for tonight. Of course, be careful. We spent a significant amount of time this week talking about hangovers and how to prevent hangovers. You got to get your fluids in, people. Do not get dehydrated. Make sure you have a healthy dinner before you go drinking. Not so much greasy, just healthy, balanced, four food groups type of dinner, right? The next day, make sure you replenish your potassium and your salts because alcohol makes you urinate. You don't want to over-urinate. They say try to avoid the darker drinks like the brandy and the whiskey. Those give you hangovers more than the lighter. However, champagnes can still give you a hangover because they go to your head pretty quickly. They say bubblier drinks seem to be worse than non-bubbly drinks. They say you'll still look cool with a glass of water. Try to drink water. OK, Okay, you don't have to, you know, overdo it. Man, you know, if I did the Dr. Dahlia show when I was in my 20s, right, it would be much different advice. Much different advice. But be careful out there. A lot of drunk drivers tonight. Very, very nervous. All right. By the way, for those of you that are huge fans of Alan Stock, I am going to be filling in for Alan Stock Tuesday, January 3rd, Iowa Caucus Day. And I'm going to be filling in for him on the 6th, Friday, 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. For those of you that want to listen to the Alan Stock Show, 720 KDWN or stream it online, www.kdwn.com. Fill it in for the Alan Stock Show. I'm excited about that. That's going to be good. Good. Put my political hat on. Yeah, I'll probably still be answering medical questions and stuff because that's what I do. But I definitely like to, talk politics and kind of some interesting stuff. Apparently, there's about 40,000 new laws that are going to be kicking into gear in this next year, one of which is, I guess, California schools now have to teach about gay and lesbian and transgender people in history and people with disabilities. This is now going to be a requirement. People with disabilities the history teachings. But, I mean, aren't they already doing that? I mean, FDR, right? FDR was in a wheelchair. Have we not been teaching our kids about that? Have we really been omitting that? Do I have a list of transgenders significant in American history? No, I don't. No, I don't. I would, though, like to see that. I would like to see that. I mean, you know, keep in mind, many people, with the start of our American history and revolution, we're wearing wigs. So we aren't sure. I mean, maybe many were transgender, but a lot of interesting laws coming out in 2012. We're going to be talking about those. A lot of you are going to be saving money. Viagra is going generic next year. Yeah, Viagra going generic. A lot of you are going to be saving money. I think Seroquel, many of you are taking Seroquel for sleep disorders, bipolar. Seroquel is going to be going generic. I believe Lexapro has already gone generic. Lipitor, people already saving money with Lipitor. Pfizer taking a big hit, though. Pfizer taking a huge hit with Lipitor and then later Viagra. Big, big hit with Pfizer. I have stock. I got some little stock back in residency, and I don't really watch the stock markets. I don't know what's happening there, but, yeah, I probably should do something with that. I know I'm getting all Dave Ramsey, Bob Brinker on you all now. Like, what do we do about stocks? But that's going to be very, very interesting to see with Viagra because I think more people are going to be having sex, more people are going to be having fun. So maybe, you know, people's cholesterol will drop. Speaking of cholesterol, news this week came out that people who take cholesterol medications have less aggressive prostate cancer. All right. I could swear that study had come out a while back and we talked about this. Maybe there's a link with cholesterol and prostate. Maybe there's a link with people getting their cholesterol checked and their blood work done. So the doctor throws the PSA on there and can identify the PSA rising earlier. But come to think of it, in all my years of practice, we have never had a person have aggressive prostate cancer. And anybody we have found in the earlier stages, milder, we're on cholesterol medications. Now, maybe it's a coincidence. A lot of men are on cholesterol medication, but they found a link with statin medications and being able to fight aggressive prostate cancer a little easier. So that was kind of an interesting study. Another interesting study that came out this week was teenagers that drink a lot of milk may be more prone to prostate cancer aggressive later in life. That study I don't like. I can't stand studies where they say something you do 50 years in the past is going to affect you 50 years in the future. I don't like those studies. But what they're thinking is when the prostate, when you're in puberty and your prostate is being primed, the letter of the day is P. Yeah, when you're in puberty and the prostate is being primed, they think maybe the high fat content of the milk could possibly predispose you. Oh, boy, there's too many peas. All right, so I don't know. Do I really think milk causes aggressive prostate cancer? No, but it's something that came out in the news. Okay. All right, let's talk about 911 calls. Now, a lot of you guys are going to be drunk, and you're going to think it's funny to call 911. Okay? Just like some of you think it's funny to call my show. I get your calls when you're drunk. You know, my phone line, the 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, if we're not live, it goes to an answer line. And I can't tell you how many calls we get. I don't play them on air. Dr. Dolly, I'm drunk. I'm like, come on, really? Call your mom. Don't call me. I don't want to hear that. You guys do sound funny. I really should save them all and just play them one day. The problem is many of you are cussing, and I can't play that on air. Your show sucks. Come on, people. Really? Really? Okay. 911 calls. We'll throw you in jail. Honestly, one of the top 911 calls that was completely stupid is somebody ate too much on Christmas, called up the, I believe this was in Miami, called 911 and said, I ate too much. Yeah, I ate too much. Call 911. What are they supposed to do? Well, it turned out she was drunk, had disorderly conduct, was arrested. But, you know, listen, lay low. Lay low. If you don't need to attract the cops, don't. And come on, the poor cops, God bless them. Let them do what they need to do. Okay, what are some other stupid 911 calls? Okay, there was a woman. Oh, this is very interesting, okay? This was in Aloha, Oregon. Okay, she called, apparently a couple cops, or police officers, I'm sorry, visited her house because there was a complaint of noise. And one of the police officers was pretty good looking. So she decides to call 911 to get him to come back because she wanted to ask him out. All right, she now has a fine of up to several thousand dollars in a year in jail, possibly. Then there was a woman who called 911 because she was locked inside her car. She was locked inside her car. She goes, my car will not start. I'm locked inside my car. Nothing electrical works. And I'm getting very hot in here, and I'm not feeling well. Well, the dispatcher said, can you just kind of, you know, take your little fingers, right, and manually just click the lock on the door? And she's like, oh. And she was able to free herself. I got to tell you, God bless those dispatchers, those 911 dispatchers and what they must go through. All right. Then, let me see, there was a gentleman who was really lonely, 45-year-old John Triplett. And he was so lonely that he made 27,000 calls to 911, right? He said, he also would make various noises and grunts, bodily noises, to these 911 operators. And, of course, he now faces a $1,000 fine and or 6 months in jail. Okay, then you all remember this one. There was a woman who called 911 because McDonald's didn't have any Chicken McNuggets. Right. Remember this one, 27-year-old called to complain that the cashier would not give her a refund, right, because they didn't have McNuggets. And she, I guess, bought a McDouble and then changed her mind. All right. What a McIdiot. Okay. And then, there was a husband watching porn and the wife couldn't get him to stop. So she called 911. So the police came over, found her husband just sitting there watching porn, and I guess sat down next to him. No. They didn't know what to do. A 4-year-old called 911 to help with a math problem. Apparently parents couldn't help the kid with a math problem. So he called 911. I mean, a fourth grader, not a 4-year-old, a fourth grader. No. They're saying a 4-year-old. Why would a 4-year-old have a math problem? All right. Then a woman called complaining that a Fort Worth area Chinese restaurant didn't put enough shrimp in her fried rice. Okay. And then another woman was very upset that her husband wore rubber feet. Called 911. Guys, come on. You'll get arrested. This is stupid. Don't be stupid. Okay. When we come back, what are the early signs of Alzheimer's? Exciting subject, huh? If not, you call in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
All right, we are back. Here we are at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Someone who's still fighting to be alive is a Boston man who is fighting for his life after being bit by a bat and contracting rabies. This is, I believe, the second victim in the last couple months that has contracted rabies from a bat. All right. They said a rabid bat flew into his home. That's what happened with the other lady that was living in the southeastern United States about a month or two ago. Rabies, we know, is a very, very deadly virus. It affects the nervous system and the brain. Spreads to humans from the saliva of animals, usually bites, right? Like dogs, wolves, bats. I know, you know, when we go to the zoo, we look at the bats, right? And we're like, oh, how cute. Nuh-uh. No. No, I don't like bats. I never have. They're ugly. We're looking at this picture of the bat. It is an ugly animal. There's nothing to love about it. And they do. They fly into the home, and they can bite you. You know, when we were talking about bats a while back, you know, when I was a kid, I never understood why in these cartoons the mom would scream if there was a mouse in the house, right? And, you know, they're like, oh, you know, like Tom and Jerry. And I'm like, Mom, why are women screaming, you know, with a mouse? It's just a cute little mouse, please. Or with a bat, they scream. And my mom's like, well, because they could carry diseases that could kill. And then I'm like, oh, okay, you got a good point there. So I guess, guys, you know, if a bat flew into my house, I'd be getting the hell out of there, okay? I would be getting out of there like a bat out of hell. Bye. See ya. So he's in critical condition. 60-year-old man living in Cape Cod, bit by a bat. Okay, quickly here. Many of us can't stand the subjects of New Year's resolutions. I hate when people ask me what my New Year's resolution is, because I know what it should be. I know what it should be. My New Year's resolution probably have to do with, my, you know, losing weight and, you know, being nicer, you know, to the family. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I promise we'll get your calls. I know you guys have been patient. 1-877-DOC-DALI. But listen, smoking, of course, is probably the most number one top of the list New Year's resolution. But here's some interesting tidbits on quitting smoking, okay? For those of you even considering quitting smoking, they say the U.S. Surgeon General says 20 minutes after quitting smoking, your blood pressure already drops. Heart rate drops. They say 12 hours after quitting, your carbon monoxide level that competes with oxygen in your blood already drops to a normal level. They say 2 weeks to 3 months after quitting, your circulation improves and your lung function increases. They say 1 to 9 months after quitting smoking, the cough starts to decrease, the shortness of breath, the little cilia, the hair-like projections right along the linings of your bronchioles start to regain normal function, which also helps prevent cancer. 1 year after quitting, the Surgeon General states you could already see coronary heart disease half of that of a continuing smoker's, of the risk cut in half. They say 5 years after quitting, your risk of cancer of the mouth, throat, esophagus, and bladder is cut in half. Cervical cancer risk falls to that of a non-smoker. At 5 years of quitting, stroke risk can fall to that of a, I'm reading this right now, low font. Oh, all right. Stroke risk can fall to that of a non-smoker. 10 years after quitting, risk of dying from lung cancer is about half. 15 years after quitting, your risk of coronary artery disease is that of non-smokers. So, guys, if you do have a New Year's resolution, all right, I think it's a great idea. All right, quit smoking. Let's go to the phone lines, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Anna listening in Iowa. Anna, honey, how you doing?
Hey, hi. Good day to you. Happy sunshine. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy New Year. What's up?
I had a suggestion for what I thought was a particularly funny 911 call that there's a YouTube video of. And then I have a question about Alzheimer-related disorders.
Mm-hmm.
So you Google Cop eats brownies 911. It's one of the funniest things I've ever heard of. It was
and it shows, and it gives you the funny 911 calls. I mean, I know we think it's funny. I just feel so bad for the dispatchers. What's your Alzheimer's question?
Okay, well, I've read recently that a lot of people, like maybe up to 25% of the people who are presenting with dementia-like symptoms, actually have a prion infestation.
Mm-hmm. They've been talking about exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard that too. I mean, what I think has been happening, and we've been talking about this on our show, and Anna, thank you for your call. What's been happening is many people have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and it isn't. It's either dementia, Creutzfeldt-Jakob, which is a prion infestation. I wouldn't say it's the most common. I wouldn't say it's the most common presentation, but I think many people that are diagnosed with Alzheimer's really don't have true Alzheimer's. You know, one caller this week had called saying, you know, look, many of them are dementia. And I go, of course, I go multi-infarct dementia, I think, is more common than Alzheimer's. And he said, well, you know, can't you you really not tell if it's Alzheimer's until after they die, and then you do the brain biopsy, and then you see the plaquing and the amyloid plaques and the neurofibrillary, et cetera. You know, I believe you could still diagnose Alzheimer's pre-mortem. You know, I believe there are some telltale signs, which I will go into in just a second here. But I think a lot of dementia is because of our high cholesterol, our high blood pressure. Infectious disease, much farther down on the list. But yes, a prion, all right, much smaller than a virus could be the cause. So absolutely, absolutely, you know, definite other possibilities with that. But the one thing I wanted to bring up with Alzheimer's is many people have spouses, right? Or they're listening to their radio host and they're like, you know what? How can I identify if they're already having Alzheimer's? You know, what are the early signs? So this was a great table that I found that kind of looks at, you know, breaking it down into differences. Like, for example, many of us, we can't find our keys. We don't know where our keys are, right? Okay, well, that's normal. You forget your keys. What could be a sign of Alzheimer's is somebody putting their keys in the refrigerator or putting their wallet in a dishwasher. When you start to put things in odd places, that could be a sign, okay? Forgetting a name, for having a Rick Perry moment, a brain fart, very normal, very common. Yet, if you start to forget names of family members and substitute inappropriate ones, like calling your grandson your husband, that then starts to raise a red flag. If you, let's say, had a conversation with somebody, you kind of forgot some details, that's common, right? But if you forget the whole entire conversation, you know, your daughter's like, well, Mom, we talked about this. You have to go to the dentist, and then we got to take you in for your mammogram. I don't even remember talking to you about that. That could be concerning. Complete obliteration of any memory of a conversation. Many people, let's say, you know, they're a little cold. I'll wear sweaters sometimes when I go into a movie theater in the summer because it's cold with the air conditioning. That's normal. Okay, I know many of you don't think my behavior is normal, but still, I'll get cold. I'll wear a sweater in the movie theater. Yet somebody with Alzheimer's will wear shorts sometimes during a snowstorm, or they'll put on 2-3 dresses. Like, let's say if your mom is wearing her bra outside of her blouse, that could be a sign of inappropriate dress. That would be an issue. Although, yes, one day for Halloween, I was inside out, and that's exactly what I did. I wore my clothes, then I wore a bra and panty set, and then I had Kleenex on the bra. I was completely inside out. It was great, but not Alzheimer's, not Alzheimer's. You know, having trouble recording a check and, you know, balancing your checkbook a little bit. But if this person in the family is probably the one you would never have manage your finances, that could be a sign. Canceling going out with friends. I really don't want to go out. I want to watch a movie, you know, Viggo Mortensen flick is on the TV. Okay, that's normal. But continually isolating yourself, sitting in front of the TV for hours, could be an early sign of Alzheimer's. Making a wrong turn. My husband, he makes wrong turns all the time, and I get to yell at him. However, if this is a normal route for you, and you get completely lost on your way driving home, that could be a sign of Alzheimer's. You might be, you know, could be a sign. And you know, it's a shame because the early signs get ignored all the time and covered up. Many of us, we just try to cover it up. That there's no other word for it. And unfortunately, these are the signs that family members need to pick up and then talk to their doctor about. We still don't have a cure for Alzheimer's. You know, we talk about it. You know, we're hoping. Do I think that's going to happen in 2012? No, but I think we're going to have a wonderful year. So God bless every one of you. Have a very, very safe New Year's tonight, and I will be back Monday. All right, Dr. Dahlia, peace out.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detox. detoxes, whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.